Nigel Ogden here, and as it's the first time I have been since all the festivities of a couple of weeks ago, a very happy new year from me to you, and I hope you're going to enjoy the results of my constant rummaging through my archives as the year progresses. Well, for this week's offering, I thought we'd keep things fairly relaxed and remember some of those late-night theatre organ programmes which used to grace the airwaves in days gone by, with titles such as Moonlight Lullaby, The Twilight Hour, Leicester Square Lullaby, and quite a few more besides. Now, as those names suggest, all the music played was of a pretty gentle nature, but none the worse for that, as it provided organists with the opportunity to demonstrate their more sensitive side as they offered their own interpretations of various dreamy ballads. Mind you, because of the nature of the music on those programmes, I've often wondered how many people started listening and never got to the end, having drifted off into slumber at some midway point. Well, I hope that doesn't happen on this occasion, and let's start with an extract from the third of those titles I mentioned. Now, obviously, this was the first programme in the series, as you're about to hear.
Leicester Square Lullaby. You know, that's rather a nice title. Thank you, whoever dreamt it up. Anyhow, it introduces Gerald Shaw at the organ of the Odeon, Leicester Square, with 24 minutes to put you in a good, sleepy mood. Righto. Now, what shall we start with? Waltz time, I think. Is this the right mood? Are in my heart, from a film way back when Dick Powell crooned instead of doing tough man roles.
The wonderful Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square, Compton, and I'll never forget a visit to the Odeon while Gerald was still employed full-time there, the very last organist in the country to have such a position, and being treated to a fabulous interlude between the film performances. Well, we're heading down to the South Coast now to hear someone who never became a household name in theatre organ circles, even though he did make quite a few broadcasts. Now, during a period of about 10 years between the late 1940s and 50s, he contributed to a weekly series of programmes called Melody for Late Evening, including one or two other performers as well. Who and where is about to be revealed?
Melody for Late Evening, a programme of restful music from the Gilmore Theatre, Bournemouth, played by Ronald Brickell, organ, Harold C.G., violin, with John Oxley, tenor.
The Waltz Mon Rêve, My Dream, which was the first item in that particular edition of Music for Late Evening, with Ronald Brickell at the Gaumont Bournemouth Wurlitzer and Harold C.G. on violin. Now, as a point of perhaps amusing interest, that particular gentleman discovered that there was another violinist called Harold G. performing in and around their mutual hometown of Bournemouth. So, for the purposes of his broadcasts, the one we've just heard asked the BBC to insert his middle initial into their scripts and Radio Times listings, hence the Harold C. G. Now, unfortunately, he became known by fellow musicians as Harold Squeegee. Well, you can't win them all. Across the sea to Ireland now, and the days when Stanley Wiley was in charge of one of the finest Compton Theatre organs ever built in the Ritz Belfast. And it was such a tragedy that the vast majority of the organ was destroyed by severe flooding in 1972, although the console and two or three ranks of pipes did survive the onslaught of the murky waters. Well, in retirement, Stanley made a number of visits to the UK to play for the COS and to record for The Organist Entertains, but we're going to enjoy hearing him on home ground at the Ritz Belfast in the mid-1950s. This comes from one of those Moonlight Lullaby programmes I mentioned, and it's a piece called, appropriately, Moon Melody. Stanley Wiley at the superb Ritz Belfast Compton and Moon Melody. Well, continuing the lunar theme for the next few minutes, here's a piece called Moonbeam's Dance by Carol Gibbons, who created the dance band called the Savoy Orpheans in the 1920s as they performed at the famous London Hotel of that name. Now, the recording we're about to feature is a bit of a rarity. It comes from a BBC Midland Region programme on the 5th of February 1959, so almost 60 years ago, and it's played by Leslie Taff, who gave about 36 broadcasts from the Regal Cinema Darlaston near Wolverhampton on the Compton Electronic Theatre organ called the Theatrone. Now, several Theatrones were installed in cinemas around the UK, but very few recordings of them exist, particularly in situ. So, for something a little bit different, I hope you find this one of interest.
Quarter of an hour, it's been Between Times, which this week was recorded at the Regal Cinema, Darlaston, with Leslie Taff at the organ.
Dance has played on the Compton Theatre and organ of the Regal Darlaston by Midlands organist Leslie Taff. Well, earlier in the programme we heard the start of a Melody for Late Evening broadcast from the Gaumont Bournemouth. Well, some years later, on the 5th of September 1966 to be precise, the programme was revived with perhaps a slightly surprising name at the console of the organ, bearing in mind the contrasting playing style for which he was well known. Once again, the opening announcement will provide the necessary details.
are now broadcasting a special edition of Melody for Late Evening, recorded during BBC Week last May in the Guildhall, Southampton. Taking part are Harold C. G., violin, Brian Rodwell, organ and piano, and guest singer David Hughes.
The opening of a 1966 edition of Melody for Late Evening and part of The Merry Widow Waltz as played on violin by Harold C. G. and Brian Rodwell at the Guildhall, Southampton, Compton. Now, of course, Brian became well known as a superb performer on both pipes and electronics, but it's sometimes forgotten that another of the UK's most famous names in the electronic organ world during the 1950s, 60s and 70s also did a fair amount on theatre pipe organ in the early days of his career. He received plenty of help from his very famous father, Charles Smart, so many of you will now have worked out that I'm talking about Harold Smart. Once again, a somewhat unusual recording featuring Harold at the EMI Abbey Road Studio Compton not that long before it was removed. This time a touch of vocal from one Brendan O'Dowda, When You Come to the End of a Perfect Day.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, and you sit alone with your thought, while the chimes ring out with a carol gay for the joy that the day has brought, do you think what the end of a perfect day can mean to a tired heart? When when the sun goes down with a flaming ray, and the dear friends have to part. Oh, yes, this is the end of a perfect day, near the end of a journey too. For it leaves a thought that is big and strong, with a wish that is kind and true. For memory has painted this perfect day with colors that never fade, and we'll find at the end of a perfect day one soul of a friend we've made.
The somewhat rare sounds of Harold Smart on theatre pipe organ, albeit as an accompanist and not a soloist, at EMI's Abbey Road Studios with its famous Compton organ, recorded in 1958. Well, I hope you won't mind if I round things off this week on an instrument which really lends itself to the playing of dreamy late-night music, thanks to the rolling acoustics of the location and an excellent example of the Compton Mellotone unit. It is, of course, the ex-Ritz Nuneaton Compton in the St John Vianney Church at Clay Hall near Ilford, where I recorded this version of Spanish Harlem. Spanish Harlem from yours truly at the three-manual console of the Clay Hall, Compton, syruping its way around the church and those perfect acoustics. Well, that's it for this time. Hope you've enjoyed either reliving or experiencing for the first time a few examples of what used to be provided in the way of late-night theatre organ music. And I hope you're still awake. Look forward to being back with you on St. Valentine's Day, February the 14th. In the meantime, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening, and bye-bye.